local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now. Happy Wednesday. I'm Joe Austin alongside, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. 512 here on February 28th, 2024. Text line 850-437-1620. Traffic line 850-262-6111. Starting off with today's top three story, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell will step down as GOP leader this coming November.
But now it's 2024. I'm now 82. As Ecclesiastes tells us, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose.
And the 82-year-old says he'll step down from the role after the November elections, but will serve out the remainder of his term that ends January 2027. He is the longest-serving Senate Party leader in American history, as he's been elected to lead the Republican conference nine times since 2006. Michigan now in the rearview mirror. Easy wins for both President Biden and Donald Trump last night. Now Super Tuesday is the next date circled in the race for the White House. Total of 15 states will head to the polls on March 5th. And while Trump has essentially secured the GOP nomination, Nikki Haley vowing so far to continue to stay in the race. Lawmakers are very close to striking a deal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown by the end of the week, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If our House Republican colleagues of goodwill will want to avert a shutdown, if they want to govern responsibly, as they say they do, they must resist the centrifugal pull of the extreme hard right, who want to burn everything down.
Parts of the government will shut down Friday night if Congress fails to act with a full shutdown possible by March 8th. Just shy of 5:15. Austin, I know towards the end of last hour we had a few issues on the roadways. Find out if that's still the case.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulkway Service is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see, looking at traffic here. Yeah, we did have an accident report, and I figured it may have been one. I was told through a caller that a couple of cars were involved. It's going to be if you're traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue towards Mobile Highway. It's basically near the intersection with what name is this here? Spyglass Circle, that area there. We've got some pretty severe backups, some going eastbound, but most of them are going westbound, and it's going to have you backed up quite close to North W Street. So be on the lookout for that. That's really the biggest one giving us trouble right now. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive is still heavily congested at this point. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound, just going beyond Pensacola Boulevard, trying to travel in the general direction of Pine Forest Road. That's still heavily backed up. Don't know what's causing that. No confirmation of an accident, but we'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of Pine Forest Road, traveling both north and southbound on Pine Forest, whether you be heading towards West 9 Mile Road or traveling from West 9 Mile, we've got some issues in that area there. North Davis Highway, 9 Mile Road, both have some minor issues. Gulf Breeze, if you're traveling southbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway, perhaps you just recently got off of the Pensacola Bay, or 3 Mile Bridge, rather. If you just got off of that bridge, traveling southbound near the Gulf Breeze area, we do have some backups there. Once again, I know we typically deal with some congestion, but it's not no confirmation of an accident report. We'll keep an eye on it. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound, coming through Windhaven Beach and traveling closer to Highway 87. Got some heavy backups there. And lastly, if you are getting off of Avalon Boulevard and traveling eastbound on Caroline Street towards Glover Lane, we've got some minor traffic issues in that area as well. So a lot going on the roads at this time.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down, too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:16 here at News Radio 92.3. Taking a look at our top local stories today. A testimony in the high-profile case involving Escambia County Commissioners and Clerk of Court Pam Childers has wrapped up. The judge is expected to issue a ruling within the next 2 weeks. While testimony was expected to last through Thursday, it finished yesterday, much of it coming from Escambia County Attorney Allison Rogers.
I don't remember if the board specifically asked me to go back to FRS, but I did as part of the board wanting to make sure that we were on solid ground. I specifically remember Commissioner Burgosh asking whether these things were legal and that sort of thing. So,
and according to the PNJ, attorneys for both sides will submit written closing arguments to the judge. The county sued Childers back in 2021 after she started withholding lucrative payments to retirement accounts belonging to Commissioner Stephen Berry, Robert Bender, and Lumen May on the basis of believing them to be illegal. Escambia Schools announcing plans to increase parental involvement within struggling schools in District 3.
Parental involvement, this simple phrase, can determine the quality of a child's education, the quality of a school, and even the quality of life available in a community.
Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne during a recent school board meeting. According to Channel 3, the district is partnering with community organizations to launch the Carol McIntosh Education Initiative. The initiative seeks to bolster mentoring, conflict resolution, career education, while combating absenteeism, violence, poor school grades. Among the 12 schools in District 3, there are an average of 500 more absences per year than the rest of the school district. Mayor D.C. Reeves talking about the American Magic sailing team, which officially made Pensacola their new home this week, signing a 10-year lease for their new headquarters at the Port of Pensacola. He, along with other city leaders, are hopeful that this will mean high-profile sailing competitions happening locally.
And that's part of what the lease asks for, is that they have to put forth good faith efforts to have at least two international events in Pensacola Bay. And if they win the America's Cup, God willing, this fall, and they're the America's Cup champion, that they either host at least a preliminary race here, like kind of an exhibition weekend race that they do before the America's Cup, or they host the entire thing in Pensacola per the lease.
And it means also nearly 200 high-paying jobs will be moving here. City leaders are hopeful for huge economic impact just by having the nation's most advanced sailboat in Pensacola Bay over the next 10 years. All the last 6 months have been busy for ECUA crews working to maintain Escambia County's sewer infrastructure.
We replaced 268 manholes and lined over 16,000 feet of sewer main. And we cleaned over a million feet of sewer main. Those are mundane sounding jobs and responsibilities, but they are still expensive and they still vital to make sure that we have a good functioning system for our customers.
ECUA Executive Director Bruce Woody says the yearly infrastructure rehab is one of the most important projects their crews take on. 520, we'll take a break there. State and national news still to follow on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
The first of the Ten Commandments says, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." This commandment, found in Exodus 20, is startling to most Americans. Our culture has emphasized religious tolerance to an unbiblical and unhealthy extreme. No other gods means that there is only one true God. The implication is that not every religious road leads to heaven. The Bible presents us with one God whose name is Jehovah, and he is seen in the person and work of Jesus Christ. He is a loving, holy, powerful God who is our provider, sustainer, creator, and savior. Isaiah tells us that he is Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. I urge you, take time to worship him today.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
The City of Pensacola Parks and Recreation offers many ways to help you get out and play. Take a stroll in one of their 93 parks, rent a kayak or a paddleboat at the brand new Bayview Outdoor Pursuit Center, or participate in one of the many exciting programs happening at Play Pensacola's 11 resource centers, tennis courts, pools, dance, camps, community events, and more. The only thing missing is you. For more, visit playpensacola.com or follow social media at Play P. Cola Parks. It's time to get out and play.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Hello, this is Mary with Howard Young Flooring. Shopping for flooring can be a little overwhelming. At Howard Young Flooring, we are here to help you any way we can and answer any questions you may have so that you can make knowledgeable decisions. We understand the importance of each and every customer and would like to thank you for allowing us into your homes. For those we have not met, we hope to see you soon. Visit us today at 4333 Avalon Boulevard in Milton. We look forward to covering your future.
Every year, Steve Faircow climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience, a desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses, and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. On News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. See how it rhymed there? Man, I'm good. Just about 525 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Frontier Motors. That's the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Alrighty, a lot of traffic to get into here, so I took a deep breath. Pine Forest Road is where we'll start. If you're traveling northbound on Pine Forest towards West 9 Mile Road, we've got some issues there. Typical evening traffic. Same can be said if you're traveling southbound on Pine Forest trying to get onto I-10 West. Speaking of I-10 West, no confirmation of an accident, but there is some heavy backups. If you're traveling westbound just past Pensacola Boulevard, it's basically going to have you backed up closer to North Davis Highway. Not quite, though. It's going to have you backed up well past North Palafox, though, so heavy backups in that area there. Did have an accident report earlier. If you're traveling westbound on Michigan Avenue towards the Mobile Highway area. A more precise location is right at the intersection with near Spyglass Circle. We've got some heavy backups there that's basically going to take you all the way back to North W Street. So very, very backed up there. Let's see. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive. We've got some issues over there also. Do have confirmation of an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway, very close to the Gulf Breeze area itself. And there's a lot of congestion in that area if you're just getting off of the 3 Mile Bridge, traveling southbound past Gulf Breeze High School and all that. It's not exactly labeled as if that would be responsible, but I can only assume that it is. Let's see. Navarre Parkway traveling westbound coming through Windhaven Beach. We've got some typical evening traffic giving us issues there. And the same can be said about Caroline Street traveling eastbound towards Glover Lane if you're just getting off of Avalon Boulevard.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down, too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 527 here at News Radio 92.3. Around the state of Florida today, Governor DeSantis says Citizens Insurance, the so-called property insurer of last resort, couldn't pay out all the claims if a major hurricane were to hit the state.
I think it's more attractive today to offer policies than it was over the last 20 years. But, you know, Rome wasn't built in a day.
He was on CNBC's Last Call. DeSantis says recent changes to the law have lured more home insurers into the state, but more are needed. DeSantis believes the insurance market in the state is the most attractive it's been in 20 years.
And the NTSB is investigating after a training flight with three people on board crashed into an unoccupied parked plane last night at Orlando Sanford International Airport.
The good news is nobody was seriously hurt. Of the three people involved, only one of them was transported to the hospital, and we believe that it was for precautionary reasons. The FAA and the NTSB have been on site, and they'll be investigating the incident.
The training flight, that's your story.
I'm just walking all over you. The training flight caught fire after the collision, but the flames were quickly extinguished, and the plane that was hit was sliced in half, but the airport was back to normal operations this morning.
People are going to pay more next year if they want to go to the happiest place on Earth. Walt Disney World says it's increased 2025 ticket prices. Single-day passes went up by as much as $20, depending on the park and day. The cheapest time of the year to visit the theme parks, which sounds just like the most miserable thing ever, is late August and September.
Oh, my goodness.
No, thank you. The cost of annual passes did not change. Universal Orlando also recently increased its prices, and those match Disney's latest adjustment as well.
And a bill designed to provide access to health care in rural Florida communities is advancing in the legislature. The full state Senate unanimously passed a measure earlier today that would create a new category of rural emergency hospitals. The facilities will be allowed to provide emergency and outpatient services that do not surpass an average stay of 24 hours. The state has nearly two dozen rural hospitals already.
Yeah, and lottery officials say a Mega Millions ticket sold in Florida was just one number away from having at least a share of the $563 million grand prize. The ticket matched the five white balls to win a second-tier prize of $1 million, so congratulations to that individual. If you're just joining us here just before the Fox News update, we'll get a quick recap of today's top three stories. Number one, Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell is stepping down as GOP leader. He'll do that in November. He will serve the remaining term, which ends January of 2027. Super Tuesday, next up on the primary calendar. Last night, President Biden and Donald Trump both easily winning the state of Michigan. And lawmakers are very close to striking a deal to fund the government and avoid a shutdown by the end of the week, so says Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. When we return, look at our sports headlines, health, business, and science notes. Fox News Update CBS Sports Minute is coming up now on Pensacola Right Now.
I'm Tom Graham. The Supreme Court agreed to decide whether Donald Trump can claim presidential immunity over the criminal election interference case in Washington.
We're told that briefing will happen in the next few weeks. They will likely hear this case the week of April 22nd. That means that from that point on, we wait. And normally these big decisions come at the end of June. This one has been expedited, though.
Fox's Shannon Bream in D.C., a longtime Senate leader, says he'll step away from the role in November. Republican Mitch McConnell making that surprise announcement today.
Several factors at play here: age, time, health, and it's about the math. McConnell just turned 82. He is the longest serving Senate leader in history. McConnell fell last year. He then froze up on several occasions, and McConnell lost his iron grip on Senate Republicans.
Fox's Chad Pergram. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Mixed news out of Salesforce after today's market close. The software company's fourth quarter results exceeded expectations on both the top and bottom lines, and the company increased its stock buyback program by $10 billion. But it also issued disappointing guidance for the current fiscal year. Salesforce shares initially fell, but now they're a little changed in extended trading. Chrysler has recalled nearly 340,000 Grand Cherokee Jeeps over an issue that might result in the loss of vehicle control. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration said Chrysler dealers will replace the upper control arm pinch bolts in impacted vehicles. The recall concerns Grand Cherokees from model years 2022 and 23 and Grand Cherokee L vehicles 2021 through 23. Stocks fell slightly today, many traders keeping to the sidelines ahead of another key inflation report tomorrow. A reading on January personal consumption expenditures. The Dow Industrials dipped 23 points. The S&P fell 8. That's your money now.
I'm Bart Winkler with a CBS Sports Minute. The race for the playoffs is on in the NBA as things always seem to tighten up post-All-Star break, and it looks like we're going to be in for a wild stretch. After last night's play, it's a 7.5-game gap between the 1 and 2 seeds in the East. But in the West, the 7.5-game gap stretches from the 1 seed all the way down to the 7th seed. It's going to be a battle for Western supremacy, but for now, give me the Denver Nuggets to grab home court in that conference. I'm Bart Winkler.
Get ready for the live tennis event of the year, the Netflix Slam, on March 3rd at 12:30 p.m. Pacific. Join 22-time Grand Slam champion and tennis legend Rafael Nadal as he takes on world number 2, Carlos Alcaraz, and witness a tennis showdown like never before. This live Netflix sports event promises unparalleled tennis action, so don't miss the thrill. Mark your calendars for March 3rd, 12:30 p.m. Pacific. It's Game, Set, Match on Netflix.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
News Radio Pensacola.
your home for informative, local, and dependable news and talk. Start your mornings off with the award-winning Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, followed by the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jake. Then, get informed and laugh from 11 till 2 with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins, followed by the Guy Benson Show. Your afternoon drive is anchored by Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin, followed by Dave Ramsey. It's News Radio Pensacola, heard on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. Starting with I-10, if you are traveling westbound, we do have a lot of issues there. And they start basically if you're getting off of, Pensacola Boulevard here. If you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard trying to travel westbound towards the General Pine Forest Road area, that's where the backups really begin. And they're gonna have you backed up a good ways past North Palafox Street. No confirmation on any accident or anything like that. It's just been giving us some increasingly large issues for the moment, so we'll keep an eye on it. Pine Forest Road traveling southbound trying to get onto I-10 West. That's got some minor evening traffic issues there as well. Had an accident on West Michigan Avenue near Spyglass Circle. That's still causing some pretty heavy backups if you're traveling in the westbound lanes there. Gulf Beach Highway traveling westbound towards Fairfield Drive still has some minor issues. Had an accident report on Gulf Breeze Parkway that's causing some backups if you're traveling southbound. Just got off of Three Mile Bridge and traveling towards the Gulf Breeze areas, so be on the lookout for that. Still have a lot of evening traffic causing some issues traveling westbound going through Windhaven Beach. And outside of that, there shouldn't be anything holding you up too long, but I understand it's still a lot to handle.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for a little bit of light rain as we head through the overnight hours. Things will be cooling down. Low temperatures will fall into the upper 40s, and it's going to be a little breezy at times. As we head through the day Thursday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the low 60s. And jumping ahead, we've got a high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you, Alan. 5:40 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at some of our national headlines today. A massive wildfire in the Texas Panhandle remains completely uncontained.
The sheer ability for our firefighters here locally to do what they did over the last 48 hours is extreme.
That is Texas A&M Forest Service, who says it's now the second largest wildfire in the state's history. The Smokehouse Creek Fire has burned 500,000 acres since Monday afternoon, and it's expected to grow even more. The flames have knocked out power, forced families to flee, evacuations being ordered in several counties there.
And 24,000 jobs are being cut by the U.S. Army. A new Army document says the jobs are being cut as the Pentagon shifts away from the war against terrorism and instead focuses on countering Chinese and Russian forces. The job cuts will reduce the number of soldiers from an estimated 494,000 to 470,000.
The funeral of Alexei Navalny will be Friday. He'll be buried in Moscow, and that the service will be open to the public. The funeral will be held at a Russian Orthodox church, followed by a burial at a nearby cemetery. Mourners who attend the services may be facing a risk, especially in light of hundreds who were arrested simply for showing up to makeshift memorials after he died.
And the Supreme Court appears to be torn over a challenge to the gun accessory known as bump stocks. Bump stocks allow a semi-auto rifle to fire more quickly. A ban on the accessory was imposed by the Trump administration back in 2017 after the Las Vegas mass shooting, where a shooter used bump stock equipped guns to kill dozens at a country music festival. In oral arguments today, both liberal and conservative justices asked questions that indicate they believe it's possible an older law aimed to ban machine guns could also include bump stocks.
Hunter Biden says his father was never involved in any of his business ventures. Hunter testified behind closed doors today in the impeachment inquiry. In his opening statement, Hunter accused Republicans of pushing innuendo, distortion, and sensationalism in their investigation while ignoring clear and convincing evidence the president did nothing wrong. 5:41 here, taking a look at what's happening in the world of sports today. Austin, what you got?
Well, we've got a lot of basketball going on. We'll start with the NBA. Got an ESPN doubleheader, Pelicans at Pacers at 6:30, followed by Lakers at Clippers at 9. Also got a lot of college basketball going on, particularly men's basketball. Two more doubleheaders there, both starting at 6 o'clock. It's big nights for the SEC and the Big East, if you're fans of either of those conferences. Number 11 Auburn at number 4 Tennessee will be at 6 o'clock, followed by number 14 Alabama at Ole Miss at 8. You can catch both of those games on ESPN2. We also have Providence at number 5, Marquette at 6, and Seton Hall at number 12, Creighton at 8. Those four teams, along with UConn, make up the top 5 in the conference, so some high-profile names there. That pair is going to be on FS1. Some headlines, though. It's all football here. In college football, the University of Kansas's new contract for football head coach Lance Leopold features a raise in his average salary to more than $7 million per year. The raise makes him top 3 in the Big 12 conference in regards to average salary, which is very well deserved. In just his, what I believe is his third season with the program, Leopold took the Jayhawks to 9-4 in 2023. That's the program's best record since 2007. As for the NFL, the consensus top 3 quarterback prospects in the 2024 NFL draft are not planning to participate in throwing drills at the NFL scouting combine this week. The Athletic reports that USC's Caleb Williams, North Carolina's Drake May, and LSU's Jaden Daniels, got two Heisman winners there, have all decided to sit out this weekend's throwing drills in Indianapolis. But Joe, especially with the hard eyes I saw from you last hour, yes, surrounding Caleb Williams, you don't really have much of a problem with this.
No, I have no problem at all. I care much more about his media sessions,
right?
Because up until an article that was released this morning, nobody had heard him publicly talk about any of the draft process. But Pete Thamel, a longtime college football writer for ESPN, did an interview with Caleb that was released this morning. And yes, Caleb, you know, is probably coached up a bit, but he said, "Hey, I am a big fan of Michael Jordan. I'm a big fan of Walter Payton. I love deep dish pizza. I still call it the Sears Tower." Like, all the Chicagoisms he got perfectly right and said he'd be happy to play in Chicago. I got news for you, Caleb. You most likely will be because I think the Bears are going to be moving off Justin Fields. You know, I'm sorry it didn't work out. I'm sad it didn't, because I'm also an Ohio State fan, so that would have been awesome to have a former Ohio State quarterback winning Super Bowls for the Bears.
For sure.
Unfortunately, that's not going to happen, but Caleb Williams will win Super Bowls with the Bears, so I'm very excited about that.
I'm so glad that we record this stuff, because when that take inevitably ages horribly, I'll be sure to play it on air. And lastly here, the NFL Competition Committee is pitching a kickoff rule change. Joe, this is something you're also into.
Yes.
Different options have been presented, including the XFL model, in which the kicking team lined up at the opponent's 35, and the return team will be lined up at the 30, with only the kicker and returner allowed to move until the ball is touched.
Yeah, so you have the two kickoff and the kick return teams lined up. They're 5 yards apart, and also having the football spotted at the 30-yard line means you're pretty much guaranteed a return opportunity. Most of the time in the NFL, it's all touchbacks now, so I want the kickoff return to remain in the football game, but you also don't have those really heavy collisions of guys running full speed 20, 30 yards down the field. Rather, the blocking is starting when they're 5 yards apart. So you keep the kickoff return in the game, and you decrease the impact of the collisions a bit. So I'm all for that.
That sounds reasonable to me as well, personally. 5:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. And when I say quick, I mean as quick as I can hopefully make it. We've got some issues on Pensacola Boulevard going both ways here near Carolina Drive. Doesn't appear to be a traffic incident or anything too severe, just some evening traffic giving us some trouble there. Speaking of Pensacola Boulevard, I-10 westbound traveling, I-10 westbound. Basically, if you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard trying to travel west towards the General Pine Forest Road area, we've got some congestion developing there that's going to have you backed up a little ways past North Palafox Street. No confirmation on what's causing that, but just be on the lookout for it. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile. We got some issues over there still, as we typically do at this hour. Let's see. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you're traveling southbound, just getting onto the parkway, recently getting off of a 3 Mile Bridge. We've got some issues over there. There is a traffic incident in that area, which I'm sure is playing some role in that. Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach, still giving us some typical evening traffic issues. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything that's going to hold you up for horrendously long.
Cloudy skies tonight with a chance for a little bit of light rain as we head through the overnight hours. Things will be cooling down. Low temperatures will fall into the upper 40s, and it's going to be a little breezy at times. As we head through the day Thursday, lots of clouds in the skies, highs in the low 60s. And jumping ahead, we've got a high rain chance. That's on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. Health, business, and science notes today. Bitcoin is over $60,000 for the first time since November 2021. Current record is close to $67,000. The rise a big reversal from how it began last year, below $20,000. Economists expected more of a recession for the cryptocurrency.
And the FAA is giving Boeing 90 days to fix its quality and safety issues. FAA Administrator Mike Whitaker and Boeing CEO Dave Calhoun reportedly had a day-long meeting on Wednesday about the deadline. An FAA-commissioned investigation that took a year found a disconnect between the company's executives and employees on safety, and added that workers worry about reassignment or restricted career growth for reporting safety issues. And Joe, you mentioned this last hour. The investigation took a year, but that sounds like the investigation began well before we had this door hinge issue.
Yeah.
So Boeing's
Not great right now. Yeah. Not great. A Republican lawmaker in Alabama is making a push to protect providers of in vitro fertilization. State Senator Tim Melson filed an IVF bill after the Alabama Supreme Court recently decided the frozen embryo should be considered children. Melson says the new bill will protect IVF providers in Alabama from both criminal charges and civil lawsuits, and that he hopes it will pass the Senate and move to the House by tomorrow. Pop culture notes, Dune Part 2 is looking to jumpstart the box office, badly needed. The film is expected to bring in worldwide $170 million in its first weekend. Domestically, around $80 million. I believe that would be the most since Oppenheimer and Barbie weekend. Been a long time.
And music icons Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan will hit the road together this summer. Nelson is bringing Dylan along as a headliner on his annual Outlaw Music Festival tour. The trek will kick off June 21st in Alpharetta, Georgia, and make more than two dozen stops in cities like Virginia Beach, Los Angeles, and St. Louis before wrapping up on September 17th in Buffalo.
Prince Harry plans to challenge a high court ruling over his right to automatic police protection while he's in the UK. Today, a judge ruled that the UK government had the right to strip Harry of taxpayer-funded police protection. Harry had received the protection provided by the state before stepping back from his royal duties in 2020. A break right there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up hour number two next.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
No man, no woman, no one left behind. For the VFW, it's a credo that stands long after our fighting days are over. Because our service never stops. We're still serving. Which is why we pledge to help our own, no matter where they are or when they need us. Standing in lockstep with those who stood so courageously for everyone else. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at VFW.org.
Email from school about the incident today.
scary.
Tell me about it. Did you have any idea that was going on?
None. I mean, you saw Derek at the game last night, too. Did you have a clue?
No, but you know, teachers like me, parents, we don't always know as much as you guys do. Kids hear first about what's going on with other kids.
Half the time, it's rumors.
It can be hard to tell sometimes, but if you're ever concerned about a friend who's having trouble with alcohol, prescription drugs, bullying, violence, anything, you need to tell an adult. Mom or me, a teacher, coach, school counselor, someone you know and trust.
Dad, no kid is gonna tell an adult about that kind of stuff.
I get it, but if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
My name is Tasca, and I started working here 20 years ago.
I'm Diana, and it's been 12 years for me.
Hi, I'm Norma, and 20 years is my number.
I'm Sandy, and it's been 9 years for me.
And I'm Jeff, and I'm the General Sales Manager, and I'm inviting you to join our sales team here at News Radio 92.3. If you have sales experience and desire for a career that is fun, exciting while working with local and regional businesses and with an uncapped income, we would like to hear from you. Send your resume to HR at newsradio1620.com. ADX Communication is an equal opportunity employer.
Hey, Andrew McKay here this morning on the Pensacola Morning News. We had a good conversation with Mayor D.C. Reeves about new security measures at the skate park and whether it's been an issue, really, since we had some of the conversations at the grand opening. Also talked to him about the American Magic deal and why this is such a significant thing for Pensacola. And talked about the movies that the young up-and-coming cancel culture wokists really ought to watch because they would be offended and that'd be good for them. That was the frivolous topic. Listen to all of these conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit early to this last traffic update. It's just about 5:55. But it's okay because we've had a lot to touch on, so I'll try to keep it as swift as I can. Starting with I-10, if you're traveling westbound, perhaps you're getting off of Pensacola Boulevard trying to travel west towards the General Pine Forest Road area. We still have some backups in that area, not as bad as they were earlier in our last traffic update or two, but it is still giving us some trouble at this time. Let's see, the intersection of Blue Angel Parkway and Mobile Highway, especially if you're on Blue Angel traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, still got some minor issues there. Same can be said about Burgess Road traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street. Gulf Breeze Parkway. My goodness, I don't know why I'm getting those mixed up today. Gulf Breeze Parkway, if you are traveling eastbound towards Oriole Beach, we still have some evening issues there. Same can be said about Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Wind Haven Beach. Outside of that, there does not appear to be anything holding you up too long, so we do have some issues, but not as bad as they've been earlier today.
Skies will be cloudy heading through tonight, and there's a little bit of a chance for some light rain to fall. It's going to be cooling down, too. A little breezy as well overnight. Low temperatures will mainly be in the upper 40s heading into Thursday morning. Lots of clouds Thursday, but dry weather, and highs will be in the low 60s. There's a high rain chance on Friday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much, Alan. 5:55 here, Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Wacky stories today. A high-profile Chiefs fan is admitting to a scheme that allowed him to buy high-priced tickets year after year. Xavier Babadar, a.k.a. Chiefsaholic, gained notoriety for wearing a gray wolf suit to Chiefs games. Today, he admitted to stealing more than $800,000 in 11 bank robberies across 7 states and laundering the proceeds through local casinos.
Wow.
If you think he's something, get a load of his attorney after today's hearing.
From the beginning of this case, folks, the government has been blitzing and Xavier's pocket was collapsing. But today, Xavier stepped into the pressure. He took responsibility for his actions. He stood up in court, humble and repentant, and admitted what he had done. Now, if I know anything about Xavier, and if the Chiefs Kingdom knows anything about Chiefsaholic, We know that he doesn't give up. We know that if he stumbled and he fell, he didn't let his knee touch the ground.
All right, you're done.
Okay, did he think he was going to get a standing O after that?
I don't know.
What is he thinking? What a loser. That was just crap. I mean, honestly, he at this point, he's a bigger criminal for making me cringe like that than anything Xavier did. There was something called Willie's Chocolate Experience. Speaking of crimes, there was something called Willie's Chocolate Experience that was supposed to happen in Scotland last weekend. It cost $45 per person, and it was advertised as an immersive walkthrough experience that made you feel like you were in Willy Wonka's factory.
Yeah.
And the image they used to promote it looked lush with lighting and design, just like something you'd see at Disney, Joe. It was beautiful.
Yeah, well, you know, when it works right...
Yeah.
It's actually pretty cool. Like Pensacola Interstate Fair, they had the Van Gogh exhibit, right?
Absolutely.
So, all right, continue.
But there's always a catch. Those were apparently just AI. When parents and children actually arrived, it was a mostly empty warehouse with a few props sitting around that looked like stuff from parade floats. And the experience was less than 10 minutes long and didn't even feature any candy, for crying out loud, let alone any decor or immersive interaction. One person gave this review, quote, "Underwhelming was an understatement. Embarrassing doesn't even cut it. I paid for Willy Wonka and got Billy Bonkers," end quote. Some people didn't even get that much. Apparently, there was so much backlash that the organizers pulled the plug on the whole thing and the police were called. So false advertising at its most heinous there.
Yeah. Imagine tackle football being played on a hockey ice rink.
Sounds painful.
Well, it really is a thing, and it's soaring in popularity in Germany. I saw some video, I think yesterday or 2 days ago. While the referees are equipped with ice skates, the players are just in tennis shoes and are trying to run real football plays on the ice, and they actually try to attempt field goals, too. If this was a thing here, Austin, would you watch?
Maybe, but not for like a team to root for, maybe for entertainment, because I couldn't help how that was worded there. They're trying to run real football plays, and they try to attempt field goals, too.
Yeah, well, they do score touchdowns. Some of them work, just like real football.
Through trial and error, I'm sure. Yeah, I'd give it a watch. Why not? Some good news here. The new way to find a missing pet is to hire a drone operator to go look for them. A reporter recently talked to a guy in New York who volunteers for a pet rescue group. His $8,000 drone has a thermal cam that picks up body heat.
It's a DJI Mavic 3T. The T standing for thermal. So without the thermal, you're just looking at the regular picture. The thermal's picking up body heat. Pretty much what I do it for. It was out for about 48 hours. Very few sightings. There was just one sighting right after it got out, and then the following day, I was able to find it about 3/4 of a mile away.
So if you're missing dogs, that's the way to do it. He's already found 40 in the past year alone.
Wow, that's cool. Also, the Houston Zoo just did something big for something very small. A Peruvian stick bug ended up with a floppy neck after she molted and shed her exoskeleton.
Aww.
So they used part of a Q-tip and engineered a tiny neck brace that saved her life. They took it off 2 days later, and she's all better now. Very cool.